Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Not much happening. It's a Saturday, I believe. Are we Saturday? Yes. Not much happening. I have a couple of videos to review tonight. Paragliding says 1-2, check. 1-2. Hello, paragliding. This guy has a technique to manifest woman.
Here's how I'm manifesting the woman of my dreams. I created an energy crystal box that contains all the features I look for in my dream woman. On the inside, I have crushed selenite and blue opals. On the first of every month, I pour water over dry ice to energize all the crystals inside. I keep the crystal box in the corner of my yoga room. On top, I keep a letter written to my dream woman. Behind it, I keep a 639Hz vibration to maximize manifesting potential. I make sure to keep the crystal box covered with a blackout cloth to protect it from outside energy. As far as my day-to-day routine, there's three things I do every single day to manifest her. Every morning, I have a 30-minute meditation session where I get into the present and I visualize my life with this woman. The next thing I do is have conversations with AI's representation of her. I know it's not really her, but it really helps to manifest.
Hey, sweetie. How was your day so far?
My day was great. I went to the gym for a fun workout and then headed to the park afterwards. We can grab some lunch later if you're down for it.
The last thing I do is, before I go to bed, I put on an amethyst crystal and I write a page of affirmations. I put them under my pillow with the rose quartz crystal on top. And that's how I'm manifesting my dream woman. Thank you for watching.
Is this serious or is this a joke? I have no clue. But people are using desperate measures in desperate time. End of the line, Joel says, I can't wait for JF's 4-hour Super Bowl stream tomorrow. Oh my God, is that the Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow? I never watched the Super Bowl. I tried. I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on. It's not a sport for me. This man is having trouble at Starbucks.
It is not easy to be a single man in your 30s in America today. I just went to Starbucks to order a vanilla latte with an extra shot. And as I am walking up to the door, I happen to notice this beautiful girl walking up to the door as well. And she has a Death Cab for Cutie t-shirt on. That's been my favorite band since I was 14 years old. I am 32 now. That's 18 years of loving this band. So as I take a quick two-step to open the door for her, and I'm like, hey, you have great taste in music. That's been my favorite band since I was 14 years old. And she looks at me and she just says, cool. And she walks straight to the counter, which I recognized I was giving up the first spot in line by opening the door for it. Not a big deal. When she gets to the counter, she orders a vanilla latte with an extra shot. And in my heart, I'm kind of like, that's pretty cool. What a coincidence. So I go up to the cashier when it's my turn and I'm...
Oh my God, stop with the coincidence. If you approach this woman, it is for sex and relationship. Are you into a relationship with her and is she denying you? Well, by walking straight to the counter and ignoring you, she has manifested her unwillingness to reproduce with you. So leave her alone. Fuck the vanilla coffee. It doesn't make you connected to her.
I'm like, I'm actually going to order the same thing that she just ordered. She was like, great, it'll be right out. Now, there is no place to sit in the Starbucks. There's just this coffee-tory area in front of the counter. So as we're both waiting, I just look over at the gal and I'm like, so what's your favorite album by Death Cab? And she looks over at me with a glare and she is like, stop talking to me. I'm not remotely interested.
Well, there you go. She has signaled that she wasn't interested. Now she's told you explicitly because you're annoying.
And she says it loud enough for the entirety of the Starbucks to hear, and everybody in the Starbucks looks at me, and at that point, the only sound...
Oh yeah, the Starbucks, they have a policy. I don't remember what it is. They have an anti-rape device on their cups. I think there's a way... I think there's a code word that you can use with any Starbucks server. And it means I don't want to be with the guy that's in front of me. Please help me. What is it? Is it, can I get a cup? Can I get a lid for my coffee or something like this? There is a code word that they have developed.
The sound I'm hearing is the chorus of hey ya, and silence is loud. And I gotta be honest, I have never been such a deer in headlights. I had never been so immediately like, what did I do wrong? And everything in me wanted to just, you know, in hurt, be like, honey, I'm gay. You could do worse than me. But I wasn't going to lie and throw the gay community under the bus just because somebody hurt my feelings and was...
Wait. I'm confused. You wanted to lie about being gay? Oh, you were approaching this woman and you've made a mistake in your evaluation. You are way too low testosterone. She has detected it. So you're done. The simple fact that it crossed your mind to fake being gay to get out of the situation is weird. And you should just learn to recognize the first signal of refusal. If the woman isn't talking to you, establishing eye contacts, extending the conversation longer than it needs to be, then she's not interested. Those are the signs. She's given you the signs. You haven't properly interpreted it. That's it. Now, Starbucks is a very hostile place for woman approaching. Let me tell you, it's not where I would go. Vouch. We have covered yesterday the exposition of Vouch's porn folder, which includes lollipop icons being fucked in the ass by horses. And Vouch took the bold stance of not saying, I was doing research, because I think that the way the folders were named, it didn't look like research. It looked like this guy has a personal pop lollipop porn collection. Oh, it's not lollipop, it's lolly. Okay, well, I don't know about these things. I have no idea. But people were telling me lollipop on Twitter, so I just assumed. Well, anyways, the collection of porn of Vouch, which includes horses having sex with childish representations of women, which he himself has described in the past as being a pedo thing, he stands by it. In fact, this is worse than Cenk Uygur back in the days making a case for sex with horses. Vouch wants to be the horse. He wants to channel what he called this big stallion energy in sex.
Off is this or that, okay? I'll make it clear. You can write this down. I want to fuck a woman as a horse. None of this is a secret. To be clear, you know, many jokes have been made about this, but I stand by it. My moral principles are rock solid. My feet are firmly planted in the ground. I've got my...
You have to give the guy points for consistency. My feet are firmly planted in the ground. I have said it before on stream. I like horse porn. Wow. Normally what we can hear is, oh, I was doing some research. The folder got accidentally transferred onto my computer. This was a folder for a friend. No. Vouch just likes to channel this horse energy in sex, and he inspires himself from horse porn.
My boots up. They're planted firmly. You cannot move me from my position. This isn't a secret. Let's talk to a therapist. Well, why do you want to be the horse, Vosh? Because then I'd have a giant dick. Okay.
There's no way you can get him out of this with therapy. He seems to be acting out the therapy that could have happened or that maybe has happened. But it's just like, why do you watch horse porn, Vouch? Because I want to be like the horse. I want to have a dick like the horse, and I want to be the horse.
Okay, couldn't you have a big dick the other way? Well, yeah, I could. Like, yeah, I could have a big dick hypothetically in any variety of scenarios, but then it wouldn't really be a horse. Well, you could.
And this is an important one. There are a variety of scenarios in which he could dream of having a big dick, but then it wouldn't really be a horse dick. There is something in the horse porn that specifically triggers Vouch. It's like, yeah, I tried all these other sorts of porn where you could imagine having a big dick. The horse does it better. The horse is what he needs.
To be a human with a horse dick, yes, but then I wouldn't have that powerful stallion energy using it. There you go. That's it. That's
It's the powerful stallion energy.
The whole thing.
And so there you go. Vouch has responded to the critiques that I've found is porn taste offensive and pedo by his own description. But people are collecting clips from many different parts of the internet at very different moments. Vouch has always been standing for some sort of pedo style of pedo legality.
As hard and fast as we can, and then after we nut, we go back, look over our history chat, and we go like, oh, geez. Oh, boy. Some of these girls looked pretty young. Okay, I don't give a fuck, all right? I still don't care. I still think that, like,
Okay, so he masturbates to child porn.
Zoophile porn, like drawn stuff, it should be 100% legal. In fact, and this is going to be a real...
Zoophilic porn should be legal.
Real hot take. I have yet to hear a convincing moral or legal argument as to why possession of child pornography should be illegal.
Consuming
child porn should be legal.
Child porn be legal? I think that that would be, yes, more legal and more ethically consistent. Yes, 100%.
This is the guy who is morally offended at my sex life, which is basically monogamous sex with woman who consent, adult woman, one after the other, all my life. This is the guy who takes issue with my sex life.
It is possible for an adult and a child to have a sexual relationship and for it to have positive outcomes.
Positive outcomes for children victim of pedophilia.
On the child as well. That is possible.
What if CP is free? If you're not paying for child pornography, then there is no argument in favor of morally condemning people who get it.
Child porn is okay if you don't pay for it. This is the ultimate dead end of communism. It's like, oh no, I'm offended by the fact that you profit from it, but if the photo just happened to fall into your hands, then it's okay.
Chaos, $5. So would you say the people who purchase child porn are just as bad as the people who sell it, or no? No, not even slightly. I don't think that you should morally impugn anyone who purchases child porn for the same reason I wouldn't want to be morally impugned for buying clothing from companies that, like, use slave labor to do so.
All right, child porn legalization again.
However, those who produce and sell the child porn, that is an entirely different question. Now,
when I was a kid, I was having sex with other kids.
And this is an important ending to this set of clips. He reveals that he had sex, he had weird sex as a kid, and perhaps as a teenager, and it's often what happens. Pedophilic attraction often develops as a continuum where at first the guy is like 15 and he's with a girl who's 10 or with a boy who's 10, and then he grows into an adult and then he keeps being attracted to young children. That's probably what happened with Vouch. Because
when
listen,
I was a kid, I was having sex with other kids. Lots of it. Gross.
He was having sex with other kids. Lots of it. Gross sex that he calls.
Gross sex.
So basically that means probably gay sex.
More than you'll ever imagine.
More than you'll ever imagine. So constant amounts of sex as a kid. That is what led to his disruption, the disruption of his mind as an adult.
And it was great. And it wasn't wrong or bad, and nobody regrets it.
And he doesn't see it as wrong or bad. So yeah, the people who are critical of my personal life, they operate on lies, and second, they are truly wicked down into their heart. Ture says, JF could watch H3H3 destroying Vouch. Well, H3H3 is not interesting to me. He's been very slimy, and I don't expect good content from him. No, I wouldn't watch it. Today I talked about my girlfriend's beliefs about Valentine's Day. She is considering that Valentine's Day is of pagan origin and non-biblical. And she sent me a video to justify this. Now, people started being triggered. Apparently, I have a bunch of Catholic followers who say, no, no, Valentine is Saint Valentine JF, and it's truly approved by the Catholic Church. Well, to that I would say that's not an argument for my girlfriend. She considers the Catholic Church to be totally beside Christianity. So It's like I'm trying to do the bro care between my girlfriend and you guys, and you guys are like, Jeff, tell your girlfriend that it truly is approved by the Catholic Church. And I'm like, that won't be a good one. No, I can't tell her that, my friend. I'm sorry. So she sent me a video, which is interesting. I found the video very interesting, on the true history of Valentine's Day. A sermon by what seems to be a Baptist preacher. And I said, some are contesting my girlfriend's belief that Valentine is pagan. So I consulted this video. It seems to me she is correct. Valentine's Day is non-biblical. It stems from Satan worship and the celebration of false gods and fornication. At least that's what, if you believe this pastor on his history of Valentine, it's pretty well made. I really liked the video. Not that I believe in God, but the historical origin of Valentine's Day is almost a question that is separate from the existence of God. It's a historical question. We had an amazing event. It's not going to change the deal with the U.S. being on its knees in front of Israel, but it's interesting because it illustrates a schism that is birthing within the left. Biden demands that Israel comply with international and humanitarian law or lose U.S. military aid. This marks the first time in American history that a president has taken steps to make foreign aid to Israel conditional. Now, it's a small step for men, but a big step for mankind, because, oh my God, it's just a threat. So I don't think this threat means anything. I don't think it will ever be pulled, that the aid will ever be pulled, because Israel has way too much control. Israeli interests have way too much control over Congress. They can literally do whatever they want. But it's a sign that Biden is faced with an anti-war wing of the Democrat Party and that he has to tell them something. He has to satisfy them, throw them a bone. And here he threw them the bone of basically implicitly acknowledging that there was a problem with Israel's interventions in Gaza. Biden sets new conditions for U.S. military aid amid calls to limit support for Israel. Memo requires recipients to give credible and reliable written assurances that they adhere to international law, demands annual reports from State Department and Pentagon on compliance. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a memorandum on Thursday requiring allies to receive military aid from the U.S. to provide credible and reliable written assurances of their adherence to international law, including international human rights law. There will be State Department and Department of Defense that will have to write periodic reports saying, yes, I confirm that Israel has not violated humanitarian law. And the devil is in the detail always. They will control these reports, and they will always make it so that even if there are violations of humanitarian law, they will always say, oh, well, they've made some efforts so that it doesn't happen again. So it will always be accident after accident, and oops, we killed some civilians here. But, you know, interestingly, and I would say that is unfair, the American people will be funding training. U.S. Department and agencies will engage with foreign partners to share and learn best practices for reducing the likelihood of and responding to civilian casualties, including through appropriate training and assistance. So we're going to have little American handlers helping the Israelis make up narrative, because they were talking after civilian casualties, not even before. I mean, yes, before, but also after. So what does that mean? You're going to have State Department agents doing like they do in Ukraine, which is help them handle the social media publicity around their war effort. And you're going to have them control the crises and control the media and try to suggest alternate narratives that make it look like civilian casualties were justified. We're going to be paying for this. We're going to be paying for training the Israelis to master better their social media presentation of their genocide. That is absolute nonsense, in my view. People are excited around this this Gad Saad, this little trickster. Gad Saad turned out to be a Mossad agent. First, I'm not surprised. Any Jewish intellectual, as far as I'm concerned, is very likely sympathetic to Mossad interest, if not directly involved in direct Mossad communications. That is how they operate. They feel more loyalty toward Israel than they do to any country they live in. So understand that there's no surprise here. Literally every single Jewish intellectual is compromised. If they've not literally been in contact on a weekly basis with Mossad, they would certainly be if they had something important to report. So, no, I reject this, the idea that this is a news. In fact, this looks more like an opportunity for Gad Saad to promote, again, one more of his horrible books, which make no case, which are absolutely worthless. So it's a loss of time, a loss of money, and I won't retweet this video. People keep sending it to me, and he's like, oh yeah, I didn't tell you the story that I was a Mossad agent. I did collaborate with Mossad, but so long ago that the statutes of limitation in Canada have expired, so now I can't be sued for it. It's like, oh yeah, well, this is another Jew trying to be James Bond and look like James Bond for book promotional opportunities. It's not news to me. It's not something that's worth commenting or reporting on, other than to tell you how little I care. Florida father fights for a man who grabbed his 4-year-old son and tried to kidnap him. A very good move here and fast response by the Florida father. So this is the kidnapper, and this is the 4-year-old son, and this is the father here. Now the mom, apparently, of the son takes her away, and the father continues to fight the kidnapper. All right. Yeah, personally, I am for when you are with children, always be in arm's reach, always be ready to intervene, always evaluate the people who are getting at close distance enough that they could attack them or kidnap them. Always have your visual attention on the surrounding, evaluate the threats. And take action in prevention, in fact, before they even get to try to run away with their kids. You have to take action so that they don't even get there. I see close to zero new interest in Bitcoin from retail, evident on X. Well, this guy is publishing a black-pilled view of the current Bitcoin excitement. But I don't think it's correct. I think we are very, very close to the bull run moment where Bitcoin will just not go down at all. It will be up, up, up. Now, the excitement on X is not so important at this point. The math is in for Bitcoin. The math is in. The channels of directing money flow toward Bitcoin are now available through the ETFs. And now any event of FOMO or of impression that there will be inflationary movements or anything will just direct money flows toward Bitcoin going forward through the ETFs. There's already 150,000 Bitcoin, I believe, collectively across the ETFs. Basically, the ETFs have gathered in 1 month as much Bitcoin as Michael Saylor gathered over 5 years. So this is just a first month. You don't need to hear about it on X. At this point, it's going to be institutional money moving into Bitcoin. There aren't any Bitcoins left to purchase. That's why, although I expected some kind of small, short bear market, a small drop, it doesn't seem that it can come because of the Bitcoin stays at 47K, 48K today. And that's because there is no one willing to sell. This guy says engagement compared to the ETF approval week is down 80%. Doesn't matter. The retail matters very little going forward. Of course, they're going to participate to waves, but it's going to be the big institutional move that will drive up, and this can only come. Despite this, a number of Bitcoin companies have reported booming January sales by anecdote without disclosing numbers. Also, by anecdote, I haven't really come across Bitcoin conversations in unexpected places so far. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We are 85% of the previous all-time high. There is very little chance. If there is a drop, it will be momentary, and it will be the last drop before the full initiation of the bull run. And from there, it's going to get very hard to make money shorting Bitcoin. Barnaby Bruto says, power moves in silence. Crypto Twitter is for loud people that like to brag. Exactly. Crypto Twitter is awesome, and it brought Bitcoin where it is. It was very central to the bull runs of 6 to 4 years ago. But now it's not so important. I'm going to go take my allergy pills because I feel my nose is getting blocked. I'll be back. All right. Go away says, my driving license was suspended for 3 months the other day. I fucking hate the state. Officially a libertarian now, might even finally finish reading TRP while stuck at home. Well, honestly, bro, go away. You're here every night. Why haven't you read TRP yet? You had to wait to lose your driver's license to read TRP. You've been here on the regular chat for 5 years, annoying everyone. Lendalt Guntram says, Jeff, have you figured out what specifically bothers your nose? Is it dust or some flowers? No, it's out of existence. It's not an allergic reaction to something. It's just the state of things. My nose is allergic to my nose. Stop selling your Bitcoin to Wall Street. Yeah, that is the position. Because when you see a little down in activity, in the sense that people don't speak about it, some things are happening in silence, because you wouldn't hold onto the current price at 47, 48K. You wouldn't get this activity if it wasn't that someone is accumulating. So these people, they want silence because they are currently moving in flows of money, and they want to accumulate the most Bitcoin they can. And if they were publicly proclaiming stuff about it, they would just pay a higher price for the Bitcoin they get. So when you have a silence like this, it means there are players in the background doing their moves in silence. Trying to transfer my 401k to Bitcoin, what a scam. Well, of course. We all knew that 401k and all these deals of money for retirement, it's always money that they've captured. That's why it sucks. That's why there needed to be an alternative. Like, these boomers were putting stuff in their 401k. They were totally losing control of it. And then there are government rules on how you can withdraw them and how much taxes you're going to pay on the withdrawal. The withdrawing event is a tax event. All sorts of crap like this. So he said, I spoke with my company's financial planner this morning about moving / withdrawing my current 401k balance. I'd rather pay the penalties or taxes on it, convert the BTC to BTC and move to cold storage. I did not tell him I was planning on moving it all to Bitcoin, but hey, what the fuck? It's my money, isn't it? Turns out, no, it really isn't my money. Well, of course. These normie employment schemes, they're all scammy. You can't withdraw it, but you can take out a loan, but you'll have to pay interest. What the actual fuck? Charging me interest on my money that I gave them? Okay, I want to close the account then. You can't close the account unless you leave your current job. Wow, okay, so this sounds like it's not really my money. Essentially, yeah, the government wants you to save it for retirement. I swear on my life, he actually confirmed, yeah, it's essentially not my money. What a motherfucking scam. As if they're actually just holding all my money back there in a stack with my name on it because they care about me. I also asked about transferring it to another BTC IRA, and was told that isn't an option either unless I change jobs. Isferia says, my employer matches my 401k contributions, so my money is doubling. If you pay the taxes to take it out early, it's 10%. Okay, so there are certain schemes in which you can take advantage of it. But in general, it's a weird system where, personally, I don't have 401ks or anything of the kind. I don't believe in it. I only believe in crypto. Go Away says, so 401k is the equivalent of superannuation in Australia. Now I know. I don't know what superannuation, but 401k is the retirement money put aside. Hillary Clinton confirms that crypto is challenging the power of money.
And then one more area that I hope nation states start paying greater attention to is the rise of cryptocurrency. Because what looks like a very interesting and somewhat exotic effort to literally mine new coins in order to trade with them has the potential for undermining currencies, for...
You bet it does. That's exactly what we want to do.
Undermining the role of the dollar as the reserve currency, for destabilizing nations, perhaps starting with small ones, but going much larger. So when we think about this new environment...
Oh, we're going straight for the U.S.
...environment in which we find ourselves, that we've been discussing for the last some minutes, we can't just think about nation states. And then one more...
Yes, Hillary Clinton is right. The elites are measuring the intensity of what's happening here with crypto. Cosmic Nut says Hillary wants to take a shit on crypto. Oh yeah, they hate it. They hate it because this is one of the big leverage, the big levers of power that's totally left to the elite. Money printing, there hasn't been anything close to it in private forms, probably since 100 and more years. I was actually reading that initially the states had rights in the US to produce silver coins. I was reading about silver and the to address a little bit of the MB obsession on this. Now MB has been blocked from the channel, so he can't contribute anymore. But I was curious, and yeah, it seems that there was initially the states had the right to print their own tokens in silver. And eventually that got lost with the Fed. Kamala Harris appears totally drunk or on some sort of medication.
I'm pointing to the direction of what I believe is the Capitol. And what needs to happen in terms of people who otherwise have evidenced themselves being having a feckless quality to show some courage to reject the false notion that suggests you're either in favor of the second.
So the false notion, that is a slur of word.
Amendment, or you want to take everyone's guns away, when in fact it's just reasonable. I support the Second Amendment, but it's reasonable to say we need an assault weapons ban.
This is what happens when you have an Indian try to speak black.
It's reasonable to say we need universal background checks, that we need red flag laws. It's reasonable to say that if you...
Here we had a little southern accent, red flag laws.
Want to deal with violence in the community, you also got to understand it's...
Got to understand a little bit of slurring here.
Not only about mass shooting situations, which are horrific, and it's about everyday gun violence. I'm pointing to the direction of what I...
Yeah, I mean, she always had that little drunk uncle way of delivering sentences. I don't know if it's... But it could be medication or a cognitive state of some kind. Could, you know, we saw recently that they tried to make it a story against Trump, but we saw recently that there is a flow of medication through the White House. There's even a log keeping records of what's given to everyone. And so who knows, maybe it's a slurring related to some medication that she's consuming. This is so sad. The guy, you know, this Down syndrome guy who's fighting on the front line of Ukraine, he's totally getting abused by the other Ukrainian soldier. And here they're inviting him to shoot a mortar. I don't understand what happens. I think he may have done something wrong and they're scared that the mortar will explode, or maybe they're just faking that he's done something wrong just to scare him. In any case, they're very abusive against the guy. But that is the bottom of the drawer at which Ukraine is now hiring for its military operation.
Швидше, блядь. Інвалід йобаний, сука. Що, все?
Все вже.
Ага. Дай малого шмальнути разок.
Чому?
Да.
Його бачу.
Нормально. Дай разочок.
А ми закінчили вже
стрільбу. Та одну. Одну.
Одну.
He says, just let him do one. The other guy is like, we're done shooting. Don't let him. I don't want to let him touch a mortar.
Ну, міну, хай пульне, блядь. Питав, блядь. Давай, давай. Давай, давай.
Борвезно, блядь. Блядь, ты что?
Ёбаный в рот, Воха!
Отсюда, блядь.
Ебать, иди нахуй, блядь, долбоёб! Коза умеет, блядь! Пидорюга, иди нахуй, блядь! Ой, сука, сука, обеселась, а хуйня ебана снова. Блядь такая. Иди нахуй, блядь. Сука такая, блядь. Ох, и пидорюга, блядь. Иди, сука, нахуй, блядь.
What is the point of having this guy at the front line? He's getting yelled at by his colleagues. I hope you die. I hope you get shot. You're stupid and you can't do anything. He's really literally just cannon fodder. Aquanaut says it's disturbing to consider what you're watching is a eugenics program to eliminate and undesirables. Well, I don't think that the undesirables are Down syndrome people in Ukraine. I think the undesirables are males. And I'm telling you, there will be a race for the Ukrainian female because they have had a policy of selective elimination of male Ukrainians. And this will lead to a sex disbalance. And it can only turn in one way. It's either the females get exported as male brides or there will be a competition to go back into Ukraine to get those Ukrainian females. Go away, says Jeff, is freaking out over nothing. I worked with several Down syndrome people at McDonald's. They were some of the best workers. Well, clearly this guy can shoot mortars, okay? And I don't know about their precision in terms of shooting. Something tells me there are massive risks to giving them a gun. But maybe they can. Maybe they can. You'll have to show me. Rodila Sid says, half of those poor girls are already working in the internet sex business. Poor fools. Yes, absolutely. So they will be readily convertible into brides. Mail-in ballot fraud study finds that Trump almost certainly won in 2020. A new study examining the likely impact of fraudulent mail-in ballots had in the 2020 election concludes that the outcome would almost certainly have been different without the massive expansion of voting by mail. Well, I'm totally certain that, of course, the voting by mail totally influenced the election. Now, as far as the fraud component of this claim, they kind of do an axiomatic approach. They say potentially one out of five mail-in vote was fraud. And so if that's the case and if they favor Biden, then that would be enough to change the outcome of the election. I'm not disagreeing. I think it's a possibility. But I don't know that I'm certain about that measure here. I would need to have more information. I'll read the study more in depth, but for now, that is what I know from it. They claim that one out of five is a reasonable estimate for the number of votes, the number of mail-in votes that were fraudulent. In my view, it's always been the case that yes, mail-in voting here has been pulled as a strategy, specifically as an anti-Trump strategy, by Democrat operatives and a Democrat machine that was already all in place to exploit this form of voting. Yusferia says, why would an election ever be fair, though? Why would the people in power give you a chance to remove them from power? I don't think you have a chance to remove the people from power, but the true power in America is held by deep state agents. So those are people who are not subject to being voted out. Tell me the truth. I'm ready to hear it. Your house is not worth more. Your currency is worth less. And she is heartbroken by the truth. Yes, that is absolutely correct. Israel is preparing for a last assault on what seems to be the last place for civilians to run. So Israel has been making operations at the beginning, mostly in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. And it seems that they have pushed populations into the southern part, and that Rafah is now like filled with people, and now they are preparing for a Rafah assault right here just at the border with Egypt, which could lead to tens of thousands of casualties as Saudis warn of imminent humanitarian catastrophe. With any hopes for an Israel-Hamas ceasefire now dead, overnight Israeli airstrikes killed 17 people in Rafah on the Gaza border, medics said on Saturday, as over a million Palestinians crammed into the city await a full-scale offensive with the rest of the enclave in ruins and nowhere left to run. So it seems that the Israeli strategy is to make life unviable everywhere on Gaza, push people to the south, and eventually push them into Egypt. But it is not the responsibility of Egypt to care for the existing descent of the population that was on the territory you violently conquered. It is not the responsibility of Egypt. It's not because they're Arab that somehow they have to be accepted by all Arabs in the world. So we are faced with this problem that Israel appears to believe that its autochthone population is due for genocide and deserves it, and that they have the right to do it. Aquanote says, hard to feel there's just in the world when they get away with these assault. Justice in the world. Oh, yeah. I mean, there is none. There is none. There is only power. And I've said as much forever. Might is right in the end, and Israel has a lot of might right now. Trump
of the ramps up. Of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. Of the
This is a it's such an economic approach to military defense. I actually disagree with some of it, but it leads to the right result. You know, it leads to, well, certainly Trump is right that personally I wouldn't defend Ukraine ever. But certainly Trump is right that we shouldn't only defend, if we are to defend someone else, it should be at their cost. It's a nice principle. I go much further than this. I say we shouldn't be everywhere in the world trying to mess the ongoings of the whole geopolitical scene. But this approach that he had to say, you're going to have to pay for all these military expenses we do for you, that would have been an interesting approach to apply to Israel. But we'll never get there because Trump is making a lot of bravado here in speech. But I don't know that Trump ever seriously considered applying this philosophy to Israel. He only applies it to countries he thinks he has leverage over, like Ukraine, and like Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Did that ever happen? We had a moment where he did put some fees, some tariffs, and you could argue that they were kind of paying to the US with this, but Rodilesen says, but this is exactly the reason you have to pay taxes to pay for firefighters. If you don't pay taxes for firefighters and your house catches fire, they would let it burn down in the past. Yes. Poll shows that Biden border policy has backfired with the Latinos, and that will be our last news item for tonight. A poll by the University of Houston was released last week on the prospects for the March primary elections and November general election in Texas. The poll unsurprisingly projected that Biden and Trump were headed to another showdown in November and that Trump was leading Biden in that rematch. However, what I suspect the Biden campaign team found shocking was that Biden was losing to Trump with Latino voters by a 47-41 margin. Only 55% of Latino Democratic primary voters said they were committed to vote for Biden. The other 45% were undecided. This is interesting. It's kind of depressive because it means that the future of America is very much in the hand of another race, the white Hispanics, the so-called white Hispanics. And that's sad. It's sad in terms of white control of the U.S., but it will lead to some opportunities of collaboration. Like, we could call it the JF Nick Fuentes Alliance. In the sense that these Latino voters will never be able to care for America as a capitalist, right-wing, economically free nation. But these Latino voters are often very religious, and they will be able to be triggered by the left's exaggeration on the LGBTQ direction. So the Latino voter here is socially conservative, but economically leftist. They vote for the Democrat as socialist. But they would be open to vote for a Republican if the Democrats become too crazy with their sexual anti-religious nonsense. So I think that's what's happening here. The Latino voter is rotating toward finding their social conservatism to be more important for now than their socialism. Now, in the long term, the Latino voter is going to turn America into a socialist nation like all of the shit nations they come from. So it's not a good news long term. But short term, there could be an alliance. There could be a potential for alliance. Because the left has become so insane that it will trigger their religious sensitivities, and it might allow us to pass in with Republican leaders still for a couple of years. Silver Spider says, at the end of the day, money talks, bullshit walks. They will vote for more socialism, then complain about the gay stuff later. Yeah, it's also possible that the gay stuff doesn't trigger them strong enough that they will come passionately out for Trump. But I think it's the phenomenon we're starting to see, at least in the margin and on small percentages. It could get much bigger. It has a big potential to it, but long term, it's bad news for the US. That's it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow. I don't know. Tomorrow, I might be on a break of the internet. I don't know if I'll have a show. It will depend on if I have inspiration, but I might very well take a break of the show too. Might take a break of the whole computer and just do some house cleaning with disinfectant material. Thank you.